The other thing that's really interesting to me is how many jobs this created, and Swifties in particular, who were going to these stadiums or near these stadiums, flocking to these, you know, hourly temporary jobs they could get to just get close to her. What did you find there?
I love that story, too. I noticed this on TikTok pretty early on of people posting videos of themselves, usually with the song Mastermind, Taylor's song Mastermind in the background, as they were like, this is how I got tickets to the Eras Tour. And it was because they applied for jobs to work at the stadium and then were able to stick around and see the show. So I ended up talking to a lot of people that did this, and it really ranged. You know, there are people that worked at concessions or people who were security guards or ushers, people who worked in parking lots. A very popular job that you could apply for on this app called Tend was to give out the light-up wristbands that they gave to everyone that came in. So I think they hired about 60 people for that per venue. And, yeah, it really did kind of work out great because it sounded like, for the most part, I mean, you get to be there, you get to earn money. People said, I think you would make between, like, $15 and, like, $21 an hour at these jobs. And then at the end of your shift, if your supervisor either wasn't looking or gave you permission, you could just kind of walk into the stadium and see the show.
Fantastic. So we don't have the exact overall figures yet, but I've seen estimates that the tour is going to bring in more than $5 billion for the U.S. economy. And that's billion with a B, which is unlike anything I've heard before. I'm wondering, has any other tour or musical artist that you know of been able to do something like this? I mean, the Beatles? How would you sort of put this into context?
I feel like whenever I bring up just how much money this tour is going to make, people always ask, well, what about Elton John? Because he's sort of known as someone who's been touring for so many years and has made so much money. But I believe the figures on his tour, you know, it's in the 900 million, so obviously a ton of money. But pretty much everything that's been reported says that Taylor's tour will be the first tour in history to cross the $1 billion mark. And so that's, yeah, unlike anything we've seen before.
The other big concert phenomenon this summer has been Beyoncé's Renaissance Tour. Do you have a sense of how that compares? I mean, I don't want to make a strict comparison. I don't want, you know, it's not one versus the other, but how does this sort of fit into this spectacular summer of, like, concert spending that we've seen?